Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. How about making a long-distance call for almost nothing? You can if you use the Internet. And soon that's going to become available to a lot more people. America Online, the nation's number one Internet service provider, announced yesterday it'll offer telephone service to its 22 million subscribers beginning next month. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us from Washington. And John, do you have to be sitting at your computer to use this phone service?
Not at all. You do use a piece of equipment that looks and feels just like a regular phone. It can be anywhere in your house. It can be cordless. But it's connected not to a phone line, but to the modem that hooks your computer up to a high-speed internet connection. You have all the regular features like caller ID, call waiting, all that stuff. So it's pretty seamless from a user point of view.
That sounds too good to be true. What's the cost?
Well, that's another nice thing. It's cheaper than traditional service. Usually includes unlimited long-distance calling for a flat fee. AOL's not pricing their service yet, but other companies are already offering packages around $20 a month or so for unlimited number of calls. There are plenty of other uses for the service as well. Just yesterday, Microsoft announced a video conferencing tool over the internet. It gives employees in remote locations the ability to hold virtual meetings where everyone shares all the charts and graphs and presentations that usually go along with these in-person business conferences. Scott Harris, a telecom lawyer here in Washington, has used voice over the internet. He says it sounds great and has lots of extra functions.
If you start to think of your telephone as a small computer, even if it looks like your traditional telephone, you can do many more things with it. You can have a screen on your telephone, and you actually may have real video phones that they've talked about for years that they were never able to do over a traditional wire.
So, Madeline, you have to be careful how you look when you make a phone call in the future.
Yeah, and it raises a question of privacy. How secure are phone calls over the internet?
Apparently, they're every bit as private as traditional calling, maybe even more so. Law enforcement folks haven't caught up with the technology yet, and they're still working out the rules for legal phone tapping on the internet to keep up with the bad guys.
Well, John, how are traditional phone companies going to compete with this?
Well, regular phone companies have their own high-speed internet service over phone lines. It's called DSL. So they're also beginning to offer internet phone calling. But this does mean for most people that have another line into their home, usually a cable TV line, that they'll have an alternative, which should bring down prices. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we're searching through a Texas landfill that makes money by selling trash.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thanks, John.
Thank you.